Although the roasted meats were all baked in advance, after Shane's instructions, the roasted meats in the store became better and better. Even Andrea, who had seen the market, praised the roasted meats repeatedly. The distinct smell of wild boar was much less than those she'd eaten elsewhere. After lunch, Shane and the boss lady talked about arranging a room for Andrea. Not surprisingly, Andrea needed to live in the attic. After tidying up, the two went out to buy the equipment they needed to enter the forest. According to the condition, Andrea needed to listen to Shane for the whole journey, so Shane basically had the final say on what to buy. They didn't buy all kinds of potions and disposable scrolls necessary for ordinary adventurers. Those scrolls with petrification and slowness were not much more effective than Shane's spells, and their effects were not stable. An intermediate slow debuff scroll could reduce the speed of a middle bronze magic beast by 15% but only by 3% against a high bronze magic beast. The duration would also be greatly reduced and the effects of it were unstable with monsters of different physiques. In contrast, the slow debuff skill Shane obtained from his mind skill book was less effective, but it could slow down high-level magic beasts indiscriminately. Except for the special magic beasts that were naturally immune to magic, but this is only in the forests outside the Magic Beast Mountain, it is impossible to encounter beasts that are immune to magic. So Shane only bought a small amount of bandages and hemostatic potions, plus some paralyzing poisons. After purchasing the necessary things, Shane continued to take Andrea around the town. During this period, the wind blessing never stopped. The continuous wind blessing made Andrea very confused. She tilted her head to look at Shane, who raised his hand to enchant her from time to time. "We've already arrived in town and just casually strolling about. There's no need to use magic, right?" "It's fine, I have plenty of mana." Shane was unmoved and continued to raise his hand to cast the spell, "and this is a kind of practice, so don't worry about it." The continuous casting had already raised Shane's proficiency by 8 points. At this rate, when his mana is depleted and he sleeps for another night, the skill level of Wind Blessing will be increased when he wakes up tomorrow. Andrea frowned slightly, but soon placed it aside. What she cared about was not how Shane was using her to practice, but that no matter how she used her mana to resist the Wind Blessing, it was useless. The effect of the magic remained unchanged, and she was still bathed in the Wind Blessing. Ordinary scrolls would be affected to some extent under the deliberate interference of the target's mana, but not Shane's magic. Although it was a low-level movement increase magic, being able to achieve this level was still amazing. "Since it's practice, I'll just let it be." Although she thought like that, Andrea was still a little wary. If he suddenly casted a sleeping spell while she wasn't on guard, she would be left at his mercy. Like how it's described in some biographies. Shane didn't know what Andrea was thinking, he just felt that it would be a waste if he didn't use this chance to farm up his proficiency after getting a fixed teammate. After farming till the mana in his body was exhausted, Shane finished wandering around the town and returned to the restaurant where he stayed temporarily, and went to bed after having another dinner. All people would fall into a state of mental exhaustion after their mana is depleted, so it is necessary to rest to replenish energy, drain and recover, which is also a kind of mental exercise. After returning to the attic of the restaurant, Andrea, who was lying on the carpet, closed her eyes slightly, looking forward but also worried about tomorrow's hunting. Today was the first day of officially getting along with Shane and Andrea was quite satisfied. Other than the fact that he liked to use spells on her when he had nothing to do, there was also a strange feeling of not being under her own control. After a night, Shane opened his eyes from the guest room that the owner had given him, moved around a little in the small space, and did a few sets of push-ups and sit-ups. When it was nearly 5 o'clock, Shane opened the door and went out to the backyard to wash up with the two shopkeepers who had just woken up. After washing up, Andrea also came down with her weapons and a smaller cloth bag. Since someone's physical strength wasn't as good as that of a warrior, the work of carrying the bag was completely handed over to Andrea. Influenced by the stereotype of class division, Andrea automatically classified spellcasters as physically weaker and had no objection to the work of carrying bags. She also wasn't a person who would compete on details. After washing up and having breakfast of bread and beetroot soup, the two left the restaurant. Compared to the deserted streets in the afternoon yesterday, the town of Mita at 6 in the morning was extraordinarily lively. There were miners who got up early to work in the mines, adventurers who had packed their bags and were prepared to go hunting in the forest, and adventurers who had come back with their harvests and were bargaining with the merchants. Shane was a regular in the town before and was accustomed to the sight in front of him. On the other hand, Andrea showed a slightly surprised expression. The picture here was not much different from the adventurer's life she'd imagined. Before that, she had always stayed near Dare City and did not know much about Mita Town. Ha ha ha, a burst of gruff laughter came from a caravan in front, drawing the attention of Andrea, who was looking at a wolf carcass on a slaughter stand. Shane, who was ahead, also turned his attention to the caravan. In front of it, a burly man in leather armor with three scratches on his forehead patted the shoulder of a merchant and laughed loudly. His whole person looked extremely happy. Gathered around him were a few men and women dressed as adventurers, all with smiles on their faces. On the ground to the side were some things that were sorted into herbs, beast skins, and bones which still had some meat attached to them. All of it should be their gains from hunting, and the quantity and quality looked very impressive. After only one look, Shane withdrew his gaze. The laughing man was someone he knew. His name was Leon, the leader of a small party and a high bronze warrior. It was this person who'd kicked him out of the muddling team and had given him the idea of finding a long-term teammate. He didn't expect that their harvest would be quite high this time. But now that they were no longer in the same team, Shane was too lazy to care about how much the other party had earned and was ready to walk past him. Andrea, who was behind him, was curious about how much money that person could earn. The amount of beast skins and bones piled up was more than that when she still had a complete team. If these were all converted into money, how many silver coins or gold coins would there be? Yo, isn't this our bread mage? Just as Shane was walking forward, Leon, who had finished laughing, showed a surprised expression as if he had seen something unbelievable. Ellipsis. Although it was very rude, Andrea also gave Shane the title of bread mage. After all, the spell that can make bread out of thin air was really too unique. But that burly man actually knew Shane. Shane nodded slightly to the other party, not wanting to talk nonsense, nor did he want to blindly provoke these people when he had little ability. He wasn't a hot-blooded person and he wasn't that petty enough to argue with a group of bastards who had been stuck in bronze for many years. However, the other party didn't want to end the short meeting like this. Leon caught a glimpse of Andrea, who was following behind Shane, and was a little surprised. Oh? Has the bread mage found a new teammate? And she's a beautiful lady. What a pity, I wanted to invite you back to make bread. After all, your bread is very good for emergencies. At least you don't have to worry about hunting for food. Why don't the both of you join us? Take a look at our harvest this time, it can last us for more than half a year, haha. Haha, yes, why not come back and make bread? Little sister, you have beautiful hair. Led by Leon, other members of the adventure group also began to invite, but they were more ridiculing. These people were quite old and they still haven't broken through to the silver rank. They belong to the lower ranks of the adventurer class, but their momentum and self-confidence of hunting all year round put a lot of pressure on Andrea, who had just left the academy. Subconsciously, she looked at Shane in front of her. Compared to Shish, Anne, who seemed to be kind, Andrea didn't like Leon because he, like the foul-mouthed adventurers in the city, liked to show off and look down on the people who just came out of the academy. Shane stopped and looked at Leon, who was totally unconcerned. From the other's eyes, he saw carelessness and contempt. Leon was not inviting the two to join their party. He was only just making his already good mood better.